thanks for joining us for Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and I want to discuss a topic that is plaguing the world right now, and that is the topic of loneliness, one that plays into a lot of things like depression and suicide rates and feelings of hopelessness. Maybe you're lonely, or maybe you know of somebody who is lonely and feeling very discouraged in their lives. So I want to share some thoughts with you, an article with you, and it's about how God recognized Adam's need for contact in another human being and a need that God had built into him. More than just a fellow inhabitant of Eden, Eve would be the object of Adam's love and would give him company and companionship, and you know, he would love her and she would love him in return. And she would share the wonders of creation and all the responsibilities of stewardship. And with the creation of Eve, Adam's intimate relationship with God was complemented by the communion and companionship with somebody like himself. So if you're struggling with loneliness, you're certainly not alone. Everyone experiences seasons of isolation for one reason or another, whether it's maybe it's when you were a child you felt very lonely, or maybe those feelings of loneliness have stayed with you into adulthood. Maybe it has to do with work. Maybe you work in a very isolated job at work, or you don't have a lot of opportunities to make friends. Or maybe it's in your neighborhood, and you don't know a lot of your neighbors very well, and they haven't really taken the opportunity to get to know you very well, and so you feel isolated and alone and maybe sad and just lonely in general. Well, usually we overcome loneliness by meeting new friends or entering new social circles or taking on some other action that re-engages us with people. But whatever may be contributing to your loneliness, there is a way out of it. And it begins with confronting the cause of the loneliness that every human being must come to terms with. And that is spiritual loneliness. And that's being separated from God. Everyone experiences that, and each of us has a need to connect with something that is larger than ourselves in order to fill up that spiritual vacuum that exists in all of us. And so here are some things that can kind of help pull you out of that loneliness and that space that you're in. The first is just to simply admit that you're lonely. Sometimes just going, you know what, that's really what's going on with me. It's not that there's a lot of other things going on. It's really just that I'm lonely, and just acknowledging that. The second one is consider the causes of your loneliness. Maybe you just moved into a new environment and you're not familiar with a lot of people. Maybe one of your dearest friends just moved away. That recently happened to me, that one of my best friends just moved out of state, and that is a void that has been really hard to fill. We went from seeing each other every single day to not seeing each other at all and only communicating through text and phone calls. And that was a hard adjustment to make. And I certainly felt lonely and still do feel lonely from time to time. Maybe it's that you just switched jobs and you're not familiar with a lot of people. Or maybe it's that there's other things going on in your life and you've kind of retreated and become sort of isolated yourself. Well, the third one is accept what cannot be changed. I cannot move my best friend back here from San Francisco, no matter how hard I'm trying, right? That's out of my control. There are things that cannot be altered and changed. If you start a new job, you start a new job. Or if somebody that you love passes away or moves on to a different situation, that's out of your control. The fourth one is alter what can be changed. While I can't bring my friend back here to Utah right away where I live, I can certainly make some other friends and that won't replace her necessarily, but may help fill that void out a little bit and give me the sense of companionship that I had before. The next one is develop new habits that build your inner self. So focus inwardly a little bit and think, okay, well, I'm in this state of loneliness, but what can I do to get outside of that a little bit, whether it's maybe picking up a new hobby or reading a new book, or I love this one. I think this is a great cure for loneliness. It's just serving others and looking for opportunities to serve others. Well, the last one is make an effort to make new friends. And I think this gets harder, don't you, as you get older, that when you're a kid, I think it's a lot easier to go up and go, hey, do you want to play? But it's a little bit weird to say something like that as an adult. It's a little bit more awkward to try and make new friends as an adult. But maybe think about it ahead of time, how you can approach somebody that you're meeting for the first time, or maybe it's an acquaintance that you've met a few times and that you're thinking about a way to approach them. Think about it ahead of time and just test it out and see how it goes. You might be pleasantly surprised. Well, there's a great quote from President Gordon B. Hinckley, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and it's about loneliness, and he says, I believe that most of us, the best medicine for loneliness is work, service in behalf of others. I do not minimize your problems, but I do not hesitate to say that there are many others whose problems are more serious than yours. So reach out to serve them, to help them, to encourage them. I love that quote. Thank you so much for listening today. We'd love to hear from you. If you'd like to give us a little shout out on social media, on Twitter or on our Facebook page, or send us an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org. I'm Jennifer Stagg. This episode of Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.